Well, I want to tell you something that not an awful lot of people know. And that is that I've been adopted. It's slightly different. I come from a loving family. Family who sacrificed for me. And so I tried to do the best in it. But in the end, realised that they couldn't supply everything that I needed. Rather than wanted, I mean, obviously, there's things that we want that nobody can supply, but the things that we need that are desperate. Many people are adopted as babies and adopted as young children. I was adopted at an older age. If you're adopted as a baby, you've got no say in the matter, have you? You sort of just go along with what is there. You're stuck with it. You know, people come along and make a choice and go through the various agencies and what have you. But the baby doesn't have an awful lot of say in it, does it? But as you get older, you get more say in the matter. Because obviously you can express a view, you can say, yeah, I don't like this, or I don't like that. Because I was older, then I was approached, and I was involved in the actual process of adoption. The process was explained to me, that I'd have full adoption rights, that I'd have full legal rights, and would eventually become a legal heir. It was explained to me that I'd have an inheritance. My own parents had worked very hard, but they were never well off. So there was a big difference between what I had and what I could have. I was also told that I'd have a new nationality, which at the time you don't really fully appreciate, but it can be a big change. We've come across people at various times who adopted citizenship of certain particular kinds of countries. You know, they've decided that they've gone to a different country and they've decided that that is where they want to be and they want to become citizens of that nation and become and have the same rights as the nationals. In this country, it can be quite a drawn-out process. You have to prove that you can speak English. You have to go these days. You've got to have some sort of knowledge of English history as well. You've got to be able to prove that you've got connection, you know, that you can support yourself, and that you know something about the country that you're going to. I was told that I would have full citizenship and new rights and responsibilities, because with rights come responsibility. One of the things that we look on in this country is when you're adopting this as your nation, you become a part of the state, is that you will uphold British values, yeah? And there's this big discussion going on now about what is the thing that we call British values, but the idea that we want, when people become citizens of Britain, that they'll become an integrated part of the country, and that they will work for the good of the country. One of the other big differences was that my natural family, I was the only child. But in the new family, brothers and sisters are available. That's a big difference. If you've got brothers and sisters yourself, you know that that could be a blessing and a curse. It can be good and it can be bad. The offer was made to me, and basically it was up to me to choose. And ultimately, looking at everything that was available, how could I refuse? One thing I haven't told you is that I was adopted when I was 21 years old. So who adopted me? God. In Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5, it says this, that when the set time is fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption. God wants to give us a new life. What a natural family can't do for us, maybe would like to do for us, they can't. They can't give us a new start. They can't give us forgiveness that we need from God. And everybody needs that. We're stuck without it. We're in a place where we're not going to get any better by ourselves. It's not about an inheritance. Well, the kingdom of God is our inheritance. In Romans 8 it says this, now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ. And that's an absolutely unbelievable claim. God will make us co-heirs with his son. He said he wants to do that because he loves us so much. And what's the inheritance? Well, God owns everything. So do you want to share of everything? It's available. riches that we can't count that are worth more than money. And as we get older, we realise that money is nice and useful, but certainly doesn't get us everything that we need. And as we get older, we realise there's so much that money cannot do. But that citizenship, will we become citizens of heaven? And that's a guarantee. In Philippians 3, verse 20, it says that our new citizenship is in heaven, something that's going to last forever. Talk about a new family, brothers and sisters. There was one time when Jesus was teaching, and he said, your mothers and brothers and sisters are outside. And he looked around and said, who do you think, really, is a brother and sister of mine? He wasn't talking about a natural family, but he said this, whoever does the will of my Father is my mother, brother, and sister. Whoever's doing God's will, whoever's born into his kingdom, becomes a brother and a sister. And that community is huge. It stretches across this village. It stretches across this community, this county, this country, this world. It even goes beyond time. Because God has said that each and every person who is given a life to him becomes part of a community that never ends. And you know what's even better? You don't even have to leave in this country as enemies. Your own family. You can be a part of two families, the natural family and the new heavenly family. And that family is something that we want to hold on to. God offers us this and so much more. Do you know the best thing? It's not just an offer for me. It's an offer for each one of us. God makes the offer that, well, how on earth can we turn it down? It's such a good offer. But he makes this offer to each one of us, and we have the chance to choose. In John 1, 12, 13, it says this, yet to all who did receive him, that's Jesus, those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children not born of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. Do you want that? It's a choice. Many people struggle through life without it, towards an uncertain end. But why on earth will we do that when there's so much on offer? You can be adopted. The question is, do you want to be adopted by God?